This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. A complaint by a U.S. intelligence community whistleblower involves President Donald Trump and Ukraine. That according to the Washington Post. AP correspondent Matt Small reports details of the showdown between the Trump administration and Congress.
The Trump administration is keeping Congress from even learning what exactly the whistleblower is alleging. But the intelligence community's inspector general says the matter involves the most significant responsibilities of intelligence leadership, with one lawmaker saying the complaint was based on a series of events. Both the Washington Post and the New York Times report that at least part of the complaint involves Ukraine, with the newspapers citing anonymous sources familiar with the matter.
That was the AP's Matt Small. Tens of thousands of protesters gathered Friday at rallies around Australia. The protests, part of a day of worldwide demonstrations calling for action to guard against climate change ahead of a UN summit in New York. Varsha Yajman is one of the Sydney protest organizers.
We haven't seen any governmental action being taken since the last strike. And that means that we're going to keep fighting for the sustainability that we deserve and that we need. And the economic stability that we also want for our world, the idea that renewable energy can be the alternative.
Organizers estimate more than 300,000 protesters took to Australian streets in what would be the largest of demonstrations the country has seen since the Iraq War began in 2003. Similar rallies are planned in cities around the globe Friday. The Zimbabwean doctor whose disappearance sparked off a wave of doctors' protests across the country has reappeared alive. VOA Zimbabwe Services Live Talk program spoke to Dr. Peter Magombayi on the phone. This is VOA News. Amnesty International accused Hong Kong police on Friday of torture and other abuses in their handling of more than 3 months of sometimes violent pro-democracy protests. Police said they had shown restraint. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reports.
Hong Kong police have been accused of torture by Amnesty International. The human rights group issued a report on Friday with their conclusions from a field investigation into the months-long protests. In a statement, they said Hong Kong security forces had, quote, an apparent thirst for retaliation and were engaged in a disturbing pattern of reckless and unlawful acts. They said, quote, this has included arbitrary arrests and retaliatory violence against arrested persons in custody, some of which has amounted to torture. Amnesty said retaliatory acts included one instance of shining lasers into the eyes of detainees, a tactic used by many protesters on the streets against the police.
That was Reuters' Michelle Hennessy. Hong Kong police say they have respected the privacy, dignity and rights of those in custody and have used the minimum force necessary. The U.S. military is joining federal, state and local officials on the front lines of the battle to protect the country's elections from foreign interference. Defense Secretary Mark Esper made the announcement Thursday, saying that from now on, election security will be one of the military's enduring missions. Meanwhile, a U.S. Senate committee agrees to send $250 million to states to improve election systems. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
The Appropriations Committee bipartisan funding is aimed at helping states provide stronger voter security in the coming elections. It's backed by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, but he is still stalling a House-passed broader election security bill, saying the Trump administration has made enormous strides in protecting the nation's voting infrastructure. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer calls it a start, and while the Republicans seem to be coming around, the funding isn't all the money and reforms that the Democrats want. Tim McGuire, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Thursday he has important information for President Trump about how to respond to the recent attacks on Saudi Arabia's oil facilities. This comes after meeting with leaders in Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. He did not hint at how the U.S. might respond. Authorities in Pakistan said Friday an army major and a soldier were killed in a bomb explosion. We have that full story for you on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.